Yeah.
Okay, what?
Greasers.
Okay. Or what?
Greasers.
Yeah. Okay, do you hear that around here?
A little bit.
Okay. Is that derogatory?
Yes.
Okay. okay, what about people who were born in this country but whose ancestors came from Mexico? And, you know, the people who were born in this country still speak Spanish and so on.
Mexican-Americans.
Okay. Do you know of any other names for them?
No.
I think I heard you earlier call them just Mexicans. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, is that... What? Is that polite or derogatory or neutral? Or?
Well, I guess they might take an offense to it. So.
How's that?
Well, they... If they're citizens, they might not want to be called Mexicans.
Uh-huh. Okay. So if you were in the company of two or three of these people, you know, and they weren't friends, I mean, you didn't know them, and you wanted to play it safe, and you just wanted to use them, you had to refer to the race, you know, and you wanted to use a term that you were sure wouldn't offend anybody, you'd use...
Mexican-Americans.
Okay. Do you know of any derogatory names?
Taco vendors, elementary school.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay. Democrats?
No.
Republicans?
No.
Hippies?
No.
Okay, is hippie itself derogatory or not?
I don't think it used to be when there were people that were hippies and would call themselves that, but now I think that most people don't want to be called that anymore.
Okay. What about the shortened form? If somebody says they're hip, is that good or bad?
Someone might take it to think it, they're real cool.
Okay. Do you hear people say that?
No.
Okay. What would you call somebody who was a member of the same sex that you probably grew up with and you know better than you know anybody else? And, you know, you might tell them your problems and so on.
Your best friend.
Okay. Sometimes if a child's parent, one or the other, is not around much, or maybe has died or isn't home or something like that, another adult who's just kind of around will be sort of a substitute parent, you know, unofficially.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call somebody like that?
A nanny, maybe.
Okay. Can you explain to me more about a nanny?
Well, it's just somebody who takes care of somebody else's child,
uh-huh.
Like a nurse to them.
Okay, okay. Where have you heard this word?
I think it's used more in Britain, probably in a British movie.
Okay, okay. When you were in elementary school, were there several kids that you played with all the time? And if so, what did you call that group?
Yeah. Like, you know, close friends.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any rough word games that teenagers might play, especially boys, but sometimes girls do too, where one speaker insults the other and then the second person has to return it with a better or worse insult, but it's kind of a game, you know, where they see who can insult each other the most.
Yeah.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called playing the dozens or ranking or sounding?
No.
Okay. If a new kid moved into the neighborhood when you were in elementary school, especially if it was a younger kid, did he or she have to go through any kind of initiation?
No.
Okay. What kinds of music do you like?